Wars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, October the 5th, 2018. We're going to be talking to a couple of guests today. We have Matt Moreno on to talk about climate issues. We also have Alex Newman on to talk about NAFTA 2.0 and sovereignty issue. But I want to begin the show, of course, by talking about the climate in Washington. It's been created over the last year. We have reached the one-year anniversary of Me Too. And the count is up to 425 people have been accused in the last 365 days. Now, according to one count, it's higher than that. More than 800, according to crisis consultant Davia Timmen. Never heard of him or her. I don't even know if male or female. So we're going to talk about what this is really about because, folks, that is what this confirmation hearing has been about. It hasn't been about the Constitution. It hasn't been about what the Supreme Court should be doing. It hasn't been on any of that. This has been a continuation of Me Too. And let's hope that this wraps up. I think Lindsey Graham is the perfect example of this. He trolled that individual who came after him, just kind of turned around and says, why don't you see if he floats? Referring back to Monty Python, of course, the idiotic witch hunt that they had going on. And as Lindsey Graham is pointing that out, I just want to remind you that Lindsey Graham is also the guy who, when he's talking about due process for people accused of being terrorists, said, shut up. You know, get a lawyer. That's the same Lindsey Graham. And so Lindsey Graham himself illustrates the fact this is not about the Constitution. This is not about our liberties. But this is about the witch hunt that is being conducted against each and every one of us. The agenda here that is tearing our country apart, this manufactured agenda for the most part. I'm all for people being able, male and female, being able to talk about abuse of power, being able to talk about sexual abuse and how that ties in many cases to abuse of power. I'm all about that. I think everybody should be heard. I think there should be due process for both victims and for those who are accused. And so I think we need to have the presumption of innocence, and we also, on the other hand, need to have something that nobody is talking about on either side, and that is getting rid of these statutes of limitations, especially for children. I go through this Me Too article here that's put up by Bloomberg. It's up at the top of the Drudge Report. I don't see anything in there about Dennis Hastert, for example. Why don't we talk about that? Dennis Hastert, a guy who was a child abuser, a pedophile, who was groomed by the Republicans to be their longest-serving Speaker of the House. Why aren't we talking about that? Because all of these Me Too allegations are coming from all the people in Hollywood, and they're celebrating this, right? Except it's those people, the people in Hollywood, the people in the press, the people in politics, the people who have been famous for abusing power and abusing sex. They are projecting this on every single one of us, and we're all guilty without the presumption of innocence, and we're sick of it. And I'm sick of these witch hunts. And the answer to this is to have more due process for both victims and for those who are accused, and then punish people who are guilty of this. This is why we need to get rid of the statute of limitations. Dennis Hastert was never punished for this. They punished him for taking his own money out of his own bank account to pay off a blackmailer. That shouldn't even be a crime. What's a crime is the fact that these politicians are allowed to get away with this and continue to get away with it, and nobody is talking about the solution. That's one clue that this whole thing has been a psychological game conducted by a psychologist, Christine Ford, and a bunch of perverted politicians and Hollywood leftists. They want to project their perversions on the rest of us. All right, we got a lot to say about that. We'll have some news at the beginning of the program when we come back in the next segment. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, October the 5th, 2018, the one-year anniversary of Me Too. And let's hope that we can put this thing to bed, so to speak. Now, I mentioned at the top of the hour that if they really wanted to do something about it, the answer to this is more due process. And I've got more to say about that and more to say about the vote tomorrow. But I'll just say that more due process means not only a presumption of innocence, but also getting rid of the statute of limitations so that if somebody is really guilty of this, we can really punish them. And they need to be punished. So I've got more to say about that. I'm also going to talk about the other preoccupation with sex that we have coming with us. I would call it the technophiles. The people actually want to love, they love their technology so much that they want to love their technology. We'll talk about that. That was just the robot brothel proposed in Houston was just declined, let's say, for the time being. But that day is coming. That's part of the brave new world that we live in. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to go back and just briefly revisit this presidential alert text that we all got a couple of days ago. And again, as I talked about it yesterday, we had a lot of people who were tweeting about it, talking about PTSD, President Trump stress disorder, freaked them out that they were getting this from President Trump. But of course, it wasn't coming from President Trump. This is something that was put in by Obama, signed in 2016, actually going back to 2006 to President Bush. This is a long-term issue, but I think they're missing the point here. As I said yesterday, John McAfee pointed out that there is an E911 chip inside your phone that allows the government to have access to your microphone, to your camera, to text you, anything, regardless of your preferences. They don't care what you want. And they can monitor everything that you've got. And I showed the NSA slides where they bragged. They classified them, of course, top secret because they don't want you to see that. That's mainly the reason why we see all this stuff classified as top secret. It's not CIA, it's CYA. They want to cover their butts, just as we saw with the House Intelligence Committee report. There wasn't anything in there that exposed methods. Now, this did expose a method. It exposed the method of using your phone as Big Brother and laughing about the fact that you're a bunch of zombies, or all of us, I should say, because I've got one of these things, too. All of us are a bunch of zombies carrying around Big Brother in our pocket and not really understanding the full consequences of it. If you understand the full consequences of it, you can limit it. And there's the tweet that I put out showing those the NSA bragging about the fact that they'd use the iPhone from the very people who'd warned about 1984 famously, and they got the zombies to pay for Big Brother themselves directly. Now, there's another article from the anti-media today. Tuesday's presidential alert is everything you need to know about the U.S. government. People are quick to express their desire to opt out, but you can't. Others condescendingly claim that the alerts will be for our own good. Because before we had the federal government and FEMA and all these presidential orders, we never knew when there was an emergency that was going to happen, right? And of course, this one message tells you everything you need to know about government. Because it says on the message, no action needed. And then, of course, getting the message itself says you can't opt out. So Don't worry. You can't get out of this, and we don't need anything from you. We will take care of everything. And then this anti-media article makes some other points. It said, number one, nobody ever asked you if you wanted it. Again, this is a law that goes back to 2006. As I say, the increasingly omnipotent government at large never asks if you'd like to participate, despite all the popular rhetoric about social contract. You know, I think it was Lysander Spooner who said, social contract? That's a contract on which I cannot find my signature. Well, you know what? I can't find my signature on it either. As the anti-media says, we hear all this stuff about we, the people, we're the government. Were you ever asked about most of these things that the government is doing? And when the government doesn't like what you say in terms of a referendum, whether it's saying that you want traditional marriage or you don't want the criminalization of medical marijuana, the federal government pretends not to care. In most cases, they don't care, and they proceed with their own agenda. Number two, you don't have a choice over these impositions on your own property. And again, let's understand, this is their big brother. You just paid for it because you're a zombie. You can't opt out, but it's all for your safety. That's right. It's all for your safety. You need to understand, and the key thing, I hope, is that you understand that this is like the Palantir, which is kind of interesting when you think of it, because when you look at the prison program that showed all the companies that were passing all the data that they collected on you along to the government, and of course, this is before the government gave them legal immunity through CISPA. Actually, they changed it. They tried several times with CISPA. They had SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all these different things being done here in the United States as well as in Europe to give legal immunity to the corporations that violate their own rules and spy on you, or violate your privacy and so forth. So to take away your legal ability to sue them for violating your privacy, they wanted to give them protection, make sure there was no obstacles to them turning this stuff over so they could apply pressure for them to turn it over. And before that was ever put through, going back to 2007, it shows they had a program called PRISM. Microsoft, Bill Gates was the first one to jump into that in 2007, the very last ones to get into it. Of course, we're Apple, and I don't know if they were bragging about the fact that even though under Steve Jobs, they did not participate in this, they did it under Tim Cook. And so they might have been bragging about the fact that they were able to get that data even without Apple coordinating with it, but I think that there was some coordination in that internally. Nevertheless, either way, when you look at that PRISM program, we don't know if it was the Palantir program. I suspect that it was. I've done a video on that talking about it. And I think that it was a program that was being administered by Palantir. They had a geospatial intelligence gathering program called PRISM at the corporation Palantir. Palantir consciously references Lord of the Rings. And, of course, if you remember Lord of the Rings, the Palantir were these crystal balls that the various kings could look into and communicate with each other from a distance. But of course, that crystal ball could also look into you, which is exactly what Palantir's geospatial data mining does. It looks into you. It analyzes you based on your activity so that they can rule the human domain with human domain analytics. These are the tactics of geospatial intelligence. So if you understand what is behind all this, zombies, we won't be zombies if we understand that your iPhone is a Palantir. But a lot of people don't. Got a lot of tweets. I read you the tweets yesterday about the people who freaked out about President Trump. Well, these are people who are freaked out by the people who are freaked out by President Trump's presidential text alert. And again, it's the administration putting it out, not him personally. He would have had something more interesting to say than no action required, I'm sure. But some of these things... it was nice to see my president is thoughtful enough to provide us with these messages in case of an emergency. Don't be an ingrate. Which shows us that so many people on the right are just as much out of their minds as the sycophants on the left were with Obama. Now, there is a small hope on the horizon coming out of Switzerland, actually. There is a phrase that they had in Switzerland called economics everywhere, politics nowhere. And as a article from Center for Individualism that was you'll find on Zero Hedge So there's one Western company, country that we might look to for a glimmer of hope. That country is Switzerland. And, of course, we all know about Switzerland's neutrality. Do you know about their origin? The fact that Switzerland was a confederation of states, a lot of similarities to the United States in many ways. We'll talk about this when we come back, and we'll talk about how they were able, for the most part, to keep their decentralized society that was focused on the rights of individuals, how they were able to keep from becoming an empire and other snares that happened to us. We'll talk about that, the parallels of that, and then we'll talk about the fact that we have Judicial Watch pointing out that new documents show that the State Department under Obama turned over many things to Soros, and it continues under the Trump administration.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mm.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the intrusion of our federal government into the most minute aspects of our lives, into your phone, into your pocket. And of course, that phone is a listening device. They bragged about the fact how they were going to use the iPhone to follow everything that you have. And of course, that didn't happen until after they didn't participate in the PRISM program until after Tim Cook became CEO of Apple. Alex Jones has got a special report on Tim Cook because, of course, in the last 24 hours, there's been a lot of discussion about a Chinese chip and the compliance of both Google and Apple with the Chinese government. They have been compliant with them for many years in terms of doing business with them. And as we move forward, we've had Vice President Pence sound the alert about China interfering in our own election. You know, I've got a story here that I've had on my desk this whole week that I haven't covered yet, talking about the Chinese government running a propaganda piece in Midwest papers because their only chip in this trade war that President Trump is trying to undo. President Trump did not create the trade war. The trade war was created decades ago. And Wall Street Journal doesn't want you to see that. President Trump is trying to undo that trade war. And their only bargaining chip in all of this is to try to attack President Trump's base in the agricultural Midwest. And so they first imposed their targeted tariffs against the products that were made out of that area, against farmers and so forth. Now they're taking out ads and papers. And Vice President Pence said they're trying to throw this election. And it's not going to be just the hacking by propaganda, but it's also going to be literal hacking. You know, they like to use that word, the Democrats did, but there really wasn't any hacking. William Binney and others have proven that the information about Hillary Clinton, the truth about Hillary Clinton, was not hacked by the Russians. If they were, we should celebrate them. But it was not hacked by the Russians. It was handed over by disgruntled whistleblowers inside the DNC who were upset about the power politics that were being played against their candidate, Bernie Sanders. But as they talk about it being hacking, they're very careful to say no votes were changed. Well, I don't know that we can say that about this coming election because we keep pushing and pushing into electronic voting machines. There may be real hacking, especially as we see these chips being put in phones. We see in West Virginia, they say, well, you can vote with your phone and so forth. I mean, this is getting really crazy how they are doing as much as they can to move the election into cyberspace. And these are things that are being pushed for the most part by Democrats, the same people who pushed no IDs to vote, who tried to make do all these motor voter rules, who extended the voting periods and so forth. These are all tactics that open up the door to fraud. And nothing will open up the door to fraud like this electronic voting. So Alex Jones has got a report on Tim Cook that we'll be playing later in the program. Before we do, I just want to go back to Switzerland as being an example of what can go right in a country and where they're now starting to go wrong. As this article on Zero Hedge pointed out, prior to their 1848 constitution, Switzerland, like the United States, was a confederation of states. You know, we had the Articles of Confederation here before we ever had the constitution. But their constitution, unlike ours, was not used as a tool to destroy them. And it was begun in the same way that our country was begun. People trying to escape religious persecution. In Switzerland, you had the Huguenots, or as we say here in America, the Huguenots. Everybody else called them Huguenots. The Huguenots were expelled from France because of the religious wars there. They started the Swiss watch factory. German Protestants escaped and founded major industrial companies. And so they were focused on knowledge. They were focused on education. And they were founded on Christian principles, which this article doesn't talk about. You know, the Red Cross You know, Switzerland was so heavily Christian, Reformed Christian, that the guy who started the Red Cross, a Christian himself, took the flag of Switzerland and he switched it. You know, the Swiss flag is a red background with a white cross on it. Well, he made a white flag with a red cross on it. But of course, you're not allowed to have that in Islamic countries. You've got to have the red crescent, because a cross to them is like they react in the same way that vampires do. Anyway, I also thought it was interesting when I saw this article. It stuck out to me because in the 1990s, I remember people talking about Switzerland. They said in Switzerland, politics is not a big deal in everybody's lives like it is here. They're not consumed with it. They don't even know, at least they didn't in the 1990s, they didn't even know who the president of Switzerland was. Nobody cared to know. It wasn't important for them to know. It's not like they're not involved in politics. They have much higher democratic participation than we do because they're involved more at the local level and in referenda. But they didn't care because the centralized federal government didn't have that much control over their lives, so they really didn't need to know who he was. And that's the important thing. They're now starting to get away from that. But the slogan was, economics are everywhere, politics is nowhere. They stayed on the gold standard until 1999. They resisted internationalization until they joined the UN in 2002. Do you see something's happening? They're losing it, right? They're losing it. They're falling into the same trap that the rest of us are. And I don't think it's any coincidence that this is all happening as their country, like ours, is turning away from the Christian foundations that were used to bless them. You know, you sow what you reap what you sow. And then there is an explicit blessing or cursing that comes from God as well. And so this is what's happening with Switzerland now. Nevertheless, let's look at some of the things that have worked for them, as I point out in this article. Number one, decentralization. They remain a confederation of 26 cantons, or states, if you will. Think about it as United States. In other words, they haven't sent the power to a central government like we have. They tried to keep that away. James Madison promised that with the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, the Bill of Rights, and so forth. But, of course, we have a Supreme Court that doesn't care about that, and we don't care to ask our Supreme Court nominees about those issues anymore, do we? Not important. Not important. And of course, we've got John Paul Stevens, who, after the Stoneman Douglas shooting 10 months ago, came out and said that the Second Amendment was an artifact of the 18th century. Well, I would say to that artifact of the 20th century, John Paul Stevens, you know, he is a creature of the 20th century, and he has embraced the statism and the socialism of the 20th century. In the 18th century, it was liberty that was on the rise, not statism. And it is not something that we need to get rid of. We need to get rid of the kind of thought that he represents. Nevertheless, we're not going to have that kind of a discussion for the Supreme Court nominee. No, it's going to be all about Me Too. They also point out the fact that they have, as part of this decentralization, it goes all the way to direct democracy, where they have very high voter turnout for referenda, as I mentioned before. They have free trade, which is bilateral free trade. Until they started joining these globalist organizations, they're still not in the European Union completely. And so they had bilateral free trade, which is real free trade. I mean, President Trump is for that kind of free trade. And we'll be talking about NAFTA later in the program with Alex Newman of The New American. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this
that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kavanaugh situation. What's going to happen? Is it going to get confirmed? The cloture is going to be today. The vote is going to be tomorrow. It is down to the wire. Now, when President Trump was in Minnesota, he had this to say about the obvious hypocrisy within the Democrat Party, not caring about the charges against Keith Ellison that were documented at the time that it happened. I mean, these are not old charges. They were very well documented. And yet, the police are not going to investigate, not going to have an FBI investigation, not going to have the police investigate, not going to have the Democrats investigate. Democrats won't want to talk about it. This is the guy who is not only a Democrat congressman running for state office in Minnesota for attorney general. Of course, this is part of an initiative by George Soros to get attorney generals elected at the state level, but even at local levels. He has put millions of dollars into local like city, county attorney generals off races here in Texas and California and elsewhere. Of course, he's also heavily involved in doing this at the state levels. This is something that was tipped by Obama as well as his attorney general, Eric Holder. They said that that was going to be their focus because, you know, they can't win elections anymore. So what they're going to do is manipulate everything through the courts. And this is why they're so focused on the Supreme Court, because everything is about manipulating us through the courts, because they lost over 1,000 seats after Obama got elected. North Carolina, where I came from before I was here, they voted. Not me, but other people in North Carolina voted for Obama in 2008. By 2010, it was a Republican sweep like they had never seen before. Never seen before since Reconstruction, because they didn't like the policies. And this has happened across the country. As that happened, as they lost more than 1,000 seats at every level throughout the country, they decided that they would resort to lawsuits and to judges and to attorney generals who would oppose President Trump on every issue, as we've seen in California and in New York. And so this is why Keith Ellison is being pushed up to attorney general, because he will do what Soros wants him to do. Donald Trump had this to say in the rally in Minnesota about Keith Ellison.
And that's the last time he's been right, but I'm glad he was right about that. Ellison is the number two official in the entire Democrat Party. And he recently marched in a parade wearing a shirt that read, "I do not believe in borders." Oh, that's wonderful. By the way, you don't have borders. You don't have a country, folks. You don't have a country. Keith Ellison's Democrat Party embraces radical socialism and open borders. The new platform of the Democrat Party is to abolish ICE. They want to unleash violent predators and ruthless killers, and you know it. Somebody would say, oh, gee, why is he saying that? That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, it is true. And, of course, Keith Ellison, what he was saying was, well, that was the last time he was right. What was it that he said that President Trump referred to? It was this clip as President Trump announced his candidacy to run for office this was back in, I think it was 2015, when President Trump announced his candidacy. Keith Ellison and others were laughing at him, saying this.
This man has got some momentum, and we better be ready for the fact that he might be leading the Republican ticket.
Next, I know you don't believe that, but I want to go on.
Who's laughing now, Keith? And George Stephanopoulos and the rest of you people in mainstream media, yeah. Last time he was right. He is now the leader of the Republican Party and the leader of this country, and they hate it. They really hate it. Anyway, when we talk about Keith Ellison, let's not forget that not only is he being given a pass, this number two guy in the DNC, he's being given a pass on allegations of sexual assault, because it doesn't count if a Democrat does it, right? And, of course, his ex, who is the one who's being ignored, she doesn't have a right to be heard because she's accusing a Democrat. She is saying, I believe Juanita, and I stand with Juanita Broderick, you know, because that's another one where they didn't want to hear anything about the accused. Keith Ellison, of course, also has his power base there in the Somali community, Muslim community. He was the first congressman to take the oath of office. He refused to take it on a Bible, so he took it on the Quran. And as I was just saying about the crumbling foundations of sovereignty that we see happening as America and even Switzerland now turns from Christianity, you have to understand that Islam is not just a religion, it is a political movement. Keith Ellison's a good example of this. France is a good example of this. A 615-page report that was recently released, written for Emmanuel Macron, the French president, by Hakim El-Karoui. He is in charge of designing the new institutions of, quote, an Islam of France. Now, folks, this is not my term. This is not the term of the Gatestone Institute. This is an article on Zero Hedge. No, this is their term. This is Macron's terminology, the Islam of France. See, just like socialism, we're supposed to believe that real Islam has never been tried. Real socialism, of course, has never been tried. And they want to say that Islamism is an ideology totally distinct from Islam. And they don't ever want to talk about the links between those two. And if you do, if you're somebody like Marine Le Pen and you talk about it, even in terms of defending yourself from being compared to ISIS, then you are treated, given the old treatment, as I said when I first reported this story last week, you are treated like the Soviet Union used to treat its dissidents, saying, oh, you must be mentally ill. I think we'll put you in a mental institution. And that's what they're demanding now from Marine Le Pen, that she has to undergo psychiatric evaluation to see if she's sane. And as they point out in this article from the Gatestone Institute, even if Marine Le Pen is not sent to prison, the law seems to have been used to open up the possibility of declaring her ineligible for the European Parliament elections that are scheduled for May of 2019. Now, why did all this stuff come up? This goes back to 2015, December 2015. A French journalist on a mainstream radio station compared her party, the National Front Party, to the Islamic State, to ISIS. And so she spoke about what she called an unacceptable verbal slippage. She asked the radio station for the right to answer. And then she also put on Twitter a picture, some pictures of bodies of victims of ISIS and said, ISIS is this. Not my party, not my French party, but this is what ISIS is. We don't do this. They do that. And you people are the ones who are embracing them. You know, it's the French government, it's people like Emmanuel Macron who should be undergoing psychiatric treatment. That's the insanity that is happening there. But, you know, she said, ISIS is this. Well, you know, this is what Hillary is. Declassified Hillary emails underscore the fact that she wants Assange dead. Hope the WikiLeaker gets what's coming to him, like a military drone strike, maybe. Troop Pundit had talked about before the 2016 elections that Hillary had implied that she would like to see something happen to Julian Assange. There was a State Department email and memo that came out about internal meetings on how to handle Assange via, and this was her terms, legal or non-legal methods. Let's handle them even if it requires non-legal methods. Well, I don't know if that's a drone strike because, you know, Obama and Brennan embraced drone strikes even against American citizens, so maybe that is not illegal. But now we've got a new email that's been released. And it was tweeted out by WikiLeaks. Hope all the current world madness somehow gives you time to prepare for Christmas and enjoy the simple things. I took, and it's been redacted, somebody out to pick out a Christmas tree last weekend. There's better stuff than that. I don't know what it is. Anyway, hope the WikiLeaker gets what's coming to him. Well, what would that be? I wonder what that would be. Yeah, this is the State Department, and they're still up to the same games that they did in Ukraine, but now in other countries.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogens. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be $6 a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the vote, and then we're going to take a look at what is really behind all that, and that is the Me Too movement. We've now reached the one-year anniversary of this. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program. And we have a special that is just for the listeners of this program. We have the ProPure King water filtration system. That is the largest water filtration system from ProPure. It is a gravity feed water filtration system, and you can save 15% off with the code REALNEWS at checkout. That's REALNEWS to get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. We also have a couple of other specials. We've got 40% off of BrainForce Plus, 40% off of Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula, and we have our last run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate, and we really do need, your support. All right, we have, as we're looking at the vote that's going to happen tomorrow, we've got the closure happening today, vote's going to be happening tomorrow. Where do they stand? Your guess is as good as mine, quite frankly. Political experts, I don't think, are really making any predictions. Newt Gingrich, who has counted heads for many votes, is not making any predictions. What is the situation that we have right now? Well, we had two Democrats, Manchin and Heitkamp, that they were hoping might switch. We had three rhinos, Flake, Collins, and Murkowski. Now, they need two of these. We've already had Heitkamp, who is facing a very tough election in Trump country, just like Manchin. She's already said she's going to vote against Kavanaugh. And we're trying to read the leaves as to what's going to happen with these rhinos like Flake, Collins, and Murkowski. Flake has said, we've seen no additional corroborating information. Susan Collins has said it appears to be a very thorough investigation, but they're not committing to anything. And Manchin is still saying that he is on the fence with all this stuff. President Trump's poll numbers are going through the roof. The general ballot polls where they say, you know, would you just vote Republican or Democrat? Not attaching it to any particular politician. The Democrats have collapsed on that. They were 14 points ahead, then it collapsed to 7. Now it's down to just a 2-point advantage. That is a very dire situation for them because they need to have a big spread in order to win elections with that. President Trump is over 50%. All these things are happening in the last couple of weeks because of this Kavanaugh hearing. And so it's a very dangerous situation for somebody in a tight race like Heitkamp or Manchin to say that they're going to ignore this and vote the other way in a state that went for President Trump. It's so close, as a matter of fact, that one senator, Senator Daines, is going to be at his daughter's wedding, but he is ready to fly back at a moment's notice if it gets too close on Saturday. So he will be there in case things get really close. He will fly back to cast his vote. And, of course, we're going to see a lot of shenanigans by the mob. The Soros Street is going to be coming out in force, sending out protesters. So you're going to see a lot of screaming and shouting and violence in the streets from the Soros crowd, as to be expected. All of that is going to help Republicans, quite frankly. So bring it on. Bring it on. Let's talk about what this is really about. This is really about Me Too. And we're 1 year into this. There's the Bloomberg article that's up on the Drudge Report talking about the one-year anniversary. As I said earlier in the program, 425 people, prominent, mainly in Hollywood, the media, and politics, the places where we know that they abuse power, the places where we know they are perverts. And so what's the surprise about that? The thing that's changed is that they're now projecting this onto everyone. They're projecting it onto you and I as well. As you point out, that's more than one person a day, especially because one person who's keeping up with this, a crisis consultant, put the number at more than 800. And then this Bloomberg article likes to say, well, you know, this is a really good thing, far from being the first time that women have spoken up about sexual harassment, because, you know, we had Anita Hill, which is amazing, because Anita Hill, through the bimbos who were accusing Bill Clinton, the people that were called bimbos, they weren't bimbos, they were victims, they were survivors, if you will, of Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton called them bimbos. And Anita Hill said, no, there's nothing to see there, move on. I believe Bill. She supported Bill. Anita Hill supported Bill. That's all you need to know about Anita Hill. So shut up about Anita Hill. What she shows is the hypocrisy and the fact that this is a weapon, a political weapon to be used against many people. Yes, there is abuse of power. Yes, there is sexual abuse, especially by politicians. And it needs to be exposed. But we can see this hypocrisy, and she is the poster child for this hypocrisy. Even Bloomberg says, well, it's mainly Hollywood, the media, and the government policy workers at the national level. And they talk about, well, we saw Al Franken, we saw Blake Fahrenholt, the Republican, Trent Franks, John Conyers, and so taken out. They don't talk about Schumer, who was falsely accused. You know, it's important to remember people who were falsely accused as part of this. I would put Roy Moore in that category. But, of course, he wasn't part of the establishment, so the Republicans threw him under the bus as well. I think the Republicans were behind the Roy Moore charges. I don't believe those charges either. And so they won't talk about all of these cover-ups and the hush money that happened in Congress. Remember when that briefly came out and now that's being ignored? All the money that was paid to keep quiet all these charges about sexual abuse and attacks by Congress people, male and female. And that all happened under Democrats, under Nancy Pelosi. You had the Republicans covering up for that pedo that they put as their leader, Dennis Hastert. And folks, if we really want to do something about this, what we need is more due process, not less. We don't need to throw away the presumption of innocence. We need to keep that. But we need to make sure that the accusers have a chance to be heard and that the people who really do this, who are convicted after they have their due process, that they are actually punished. And so you have to get rid of the statute of limitations, which they're not talking about doing that either. If you really want to do something about the victims, you get rid of the statute of limitations. That goes back to the Hastert thing. It's a travesty that nothing could be done to him. It's a travesty that the judge openly said he was sending him to jail because he didn't like what had come out about being a sex abuser. But the reason they sent him to jail was because he had taken his own money out of his own bank account. That should not be a crime. Our government makes things a crime that should never be a crime. And then it ignores things like the sexual predation against children. That's the perversion that we really see coming out of Washington. But you know, this Me Too movement, and as one of the crew here, Dan, said, you know, how did your generation pronounce that little symbol that we use? We call it a hashtag. It was a pound sign, right? Pound Me Too. Well, they've been pounding everybody, haven't they? This is a projection of the sexual perversions inside of Hollywood. We've always known about the casting couch. That's been legendary from the very beginning. Hollywood, from its very beginning, in the silent film industry, was notorious. Not only the casting couch, but what they were putting on film. You know, this goes all the way back to Fatty Arbuckle and Errol Flynn. You know, it's a continuum from those guys all the way up to Harvey Weinstein and Woody Allen. That's what Hollywood has always been. And they have literally projected their perversions on the screen and into our homes. And now they're projecting them on us. Guilty or innocent, all men are presumed to be guilty because of the crimes of these creeps in Hollywood and in Washington. And I'm sick of it. We need to be able to sort through the difference with all this stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting, I think, because the Hollywood code that was put into effect for movies that made everything went way over the top. Oh, you can't have show a man and a woman in a double bed. You got to have twin beds, and one of them has to have a foot on the floor at the same time. I think it was the Hays Code? I'm trying to go from memory here. Anyway, it's kind of interesting because that wasn't imposed by Washington. It was imposed by a threat from Washington. The MPAA was an industry organization. The Motion Picture Association put that together to stop other threats that were coming from Washington. They kind of self-censored themselves in the same way that we're seeing social media doing that today. That's essentially what is happening now. We've got pressure being put on by Republicans and Democrats, even people like Little Marco, threatening them, saying, don't show this, you show that, you censor that kind of speech. Anybody that is not in the center of the legacy media, we want you to censor them. And so they do it. They comply with it. They say, well, we're the ones who are doing it. Just like the MPAA said that they were censoring the movies doing that. But these are also the people who, when we go back to the Tea Party movement, they were projecting, and they're, we referenced the founders, they referenced the Homosexual Act when they refer to that. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was saying, it is the projection of these people onto innocent people, onto the rest of us, that bother me so much. When you look at the Tea Party movement, again, it was people going back, referencing the founders of this country, the revolt against being taxed too much. Some people said, yeah, the Tea Party isn't taxed enough already. What did they see in all of that? We saw the Marvel cartoons where the new writers for Marvel had Captain America coming after the tea baggers. And we're like, what in the world are they talking about? Had no idea what that was about. That referred to some homosexual act. Had to look it up. Just like now, they're talking about the Devil's Triangle, or Avenatti talking about what all the F's mean, F, 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 F. And it's like, these kinds of projections tell us more about them than it tells us about these people that they're accusing, quite frankly. I don't know if those are true. I don't think any of that's true. I think just like the Tea Party situation, it is a projection of a bunch of powerful perverts who have taken over the media. And while we're on that, topic, let's talk about one powerful man who has come out, who has perverted the Constitution. No accusations of John Paul Stevens and any sexual misconduct, just constitutional misconduct. Because we're not going to talk about constitutional misconduct, are we? It's all going to be about Me Too stuff. And that's all this confirmation hearing is. John Paul Stevens comes out and says Kavanaugh does not belong in the high court. This is a guy who just a few months ago, in the wake of the Florida school shooting that made a celebrity out of David Hogg, came out and said that the Second Amendment is a relic of the 18th century. Well, I prefer that relic. I prefer that Constitution, which he despised, which he did everything he could as a Supreme Court justice to subvert, to pervert. I prefer that relic of the 18th century, the Constitution, when liberty was rising, to the kind of things that John Paul Stevens gave us on his Supreme Court, which was a rising statism, a rising socialism. That's really what he gave us. And it's interesting, I think, to remember that he was somebody who was appointed by Richard Nixon. He was there a long time. Second oldest Supreme Court justice we've ever had. He was replaced by Elena Kagan, who came in to give us Obamacare. And, of course, she had been pushing Obamacare in the Obama administration. She was a point person within the Obama administration to push Obamacare. And she refused to recuse herself when that came before the Supreme Court. So tell me that she was the kind of person who needed to be on the Supreme Court. She didn't have the respect for the Constitution, nor for the fact that she ought to follow legal norms and ethics to justify her being on there. Some of the other things that John Paul Stevens did while he was on the Supreme Court. Not content with the Supreme Court taking prayer out of school and banning the free exercise of religion in the public square, he was part of a majority that said that you couldn't have even a moment of silence in schools. He said that that was unconstitutional. Yet he won't give us a moment of silence, even though he's in his late 90s and he's retired from the federal government. We still have to hear what John Paul Stevens' opinions are as if they mattered. They don't matter at all anymore. And his opinions should never have been put over the Constitution. But, of course, he's God. And so we should defer in a moment of silence to the opinions of John Paul Stevens. Well, not me. Not me. This is a guy who pushed, always pushed, federal intrusions into our lives along the lines of things like the Commerce Clause, continually expanding the Commerce Clause for things like the blatantly unconstitutional war on drugs. Maybe somebody should ask him why we had an 18th Amendment. It's because people still respected the Constitution enough. They still knew that we had a 10th Amendment. When they wanted to prohibit alcohol, they thought that might be a good idea. They caught on pretty quickly that it wasn't working. Of course, we're now 47 years into our failed experiment, which is not really an experiment. It's really the implementation of a UN agenda that was done 10 years before Richard Nixon put it in. And then Richard Nixon put in people like John Paul Stevens in the Supreme Court. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the info warriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, Lindsey Graham has been pretty entertaining this week, and I've got to say that for somebody that I've despised always, he's had some of the best lines in all of this. And he has called out this Me Too witch hunt for what it is. And there was another example of this yesterday. Let me play for you how Lindsey Graham responded to a troll. This is perfect. Here's Lindsey Graham.
You've humiliated this guy enough, and there seems to be no bottom for
if
some of you.
If he would say a polygraph, it would all be over, Senator.
So why don't we dunk him in water and see if he floats?
He says, we've humiliated this guy enough, and there seems to be no bottom for some of you. And then there's this protester you can see over his shoulder, you know, yelling at him. She goes forward and she says, well, if he took a polygraph, as if that's going to prove anything, because it hasn't proven anything with Christine Ford, except that she's a liar. The polygraph. There's so many issues with this polygraph and the things that she said about it. She should be able to get a perjury conviction out of what she said about her polygraph test. How's that for irony? Anyway, the woman says, well, if he took a polygraph, and then Lindsey Graham says, well, why don't we dunk him in the water and see if he floats? And of course, that's a reference to the Monty Python Holy Grail clip, which let's play a little bit of that clip for you right here. 3B.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples. Very small rocks.
Cider.
Great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore,
a witch!
A witch!
We shall use my larger scales.
There you go. That's the Antifa gender studies crowd following through the logical conclusion. And that is a little bit of a preview of what we're going to see on the streets of Washington for the next 2 days. But, you know, we do have real witches out there. And, you know, people like Alyssa Milano, who played a witch on TV. I don't know if she really is a witch, but, you know, she played one on television. And, of course, Babylon Bee is a satire site. My wife sends stuff to me occasionally from Babylon Bee, and it's like a kind of a conservative version of The Onion. And they have some really funny stuff. So what they said on this this article here about Alyssa Milano said she confirms that the FBI investigators have not reached out to her to get a celebrity's opinion on Kavanaugh yet. because, you know, she played a witch on Charmed. She may be doing a real-life witch hunt as we speak. You know, she's the witch who is doing the hunt. But she said in the satire piece here from Babylon Bee, of course, this is not really her saying this, but according to the Babylon Bee, this is something that she could say. This investigation is a sham, says Alyssa Milano. How can the FBI investigators possibly get to the bottom of all this stuff that Kavanaugh definitely did if they don't talk to a woman who acts in movies and stuff? Who plays a witch in movies? Yes, she is a witch. But what she says in real life is even worse than what the satire site Babylon Bee put into her mouth. Here's what she actually said in real life.
We are in a time right now that is very gray, right? This is the Me Too generation. What is happening right now is we are defining boundaries that have never been defined before. Whereas Trump might say that white men have it very difficult right now, I'm saying that women, young people, have had it difficult for generations and generations and generations, and we will not be silenced any longer. And if that means that men have a hard time right now, then I'm sorry. This is the way the pendulum has to shift for us to have equality and security in our country and within our societal views of what it means to be a woman. We are considered less than, and we cannot stand for it anymore.
Okay, so that's the real test as to whether or not somebody is a witch. It isn't whether or not they weigh the same as a duck, because a duck floats and wood floats, and so she'd burn like a witch. No, it's what she has to say. And that's definitely proof that Alyssa Milano doesn't just play a witch on television, but Alyssa Milano actually is a witch in real life. When she says, oh, men are going to have a hard time, we don't really care. We're going to move the boundaries here, right? We've got to have some new boundaries. Well, let's talk about those boundaries. Remember that story I had yesterday about the teenage boy who some witches took to hating him, said, I just hate this guy. I hate the way he speaks. I hate everything about him. I hate the way he looks. And so they were bullying him in school. And then one of them made some false accusations about sexual harassment and so forth to him. And he got in trouble with the school. He couldn't defend himself because he is presumed to be guilty with these new rules that witches like Alyssa Milano put upon all of us. And after that wasn't enough punishment for him, she talked to one of her other friends, had text correspondence with her. I think that might be how they actually caught these girls. And accused him of breaking into her house and physically sexually assaulting him, at which point he was arrested, taken out, drug out of school, and cuffs and so forth. Now, to try to make some of that stuff go away, she was having a hard time proving any of this. But to make it go away, the guy pled, did a plea deal, because, you know, most people don't go to trial to try to prove that they're innocent, because they trump up the charges so much that they will typically take a plea bargain. So he plead out, even though he had not done it. And we now know that he's not done it because they confessed and they were caught in their witch hunt against him. And it's not an exaggeration, folks, to call this a witch hunt. Remember, the Salem witch trials were originally a group of teenage girls who started accusing all these different people, both men and women, of being witches. They were actresses, weren't they? You know, kind of like Alyssa Milano, accusing people of things that they didn't do, acting this out. And it has consequences. This guy, because he pled out to this thing, he's now got all these, he was punished for this. He can't clear his record completely of all this stuff. And, of course, the girls, even though it was learned that they had maliciously lied about this and set this boy up, no punishment was ever given to them. They completely escaped. These are the new rules of the witches, like Alyssa Milano, trying to be imposed on us. It is no satire from Babylon Bee. This is real world stuff. And this is why people are so upset about all this Me Too stuff that has jumped the shark. And it is now taken to this level. It's a shame that we're not asking about real issues. And we have Lindsey Graham out there justly angry about this witch hunt aspect of it. But again, as I said before, it was Lindsey Graham who said, shut up, you don't get a lawyer if you're accused of something serious like terrorism. No, you should always have a lawyer. The solution to all of this is to have real due process, and not just for creatures of the deep state like Kavanaugh, not just for the privileged few. Let's hope that it makes him a better justice if he gets through this vote tomorrow. But our due process, as I've said many times, has been trashed by the Supreme Court, by the federal courts, many times over. And although he is not somebody as opposed to the Constitution and the Second Amendment as John Paul Stevens. He has not been as dedicated to its defense as he should be. And he doesn't care about the Fourth Amendment either. We know that from his experience. We should be having these kinds of discussions about the Supreme Court. Instead, it's been completely taken over by this Me Too nonsense, by these witch hunts. To the extent that even though Lindsey Graham is right about that, we all deserve due process. And part of that due process means that we don't have a statute of limitations, that we actually punish the people who are guilty, but that everybody has a presumption of innocence as well. Due process on both sides. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
clear it up for you. This Supreme Court choice is not simply about Me Too, but it's also about abortion. It's all about sex. It's all about sex. You know, as C.S. Lewis said, at the cusp of our Western preoccupation, public preoccupation with sex, he said, if you had somebody and all they did was talk about food, they obsessed over food all the time. Yes, food is a necessary, natural thing. We have a big appetite for it, right? Same with sex, but it can be very unhealthy and it can turn into an obsession. So, you know, take a look at these people who do nothing but talk about sex all the time. And that's the same people who created this Me Too movement. The people who are guilty of the abuse of power. The people who are guilty of sexual abuse and how they project it on other people. Now, there's also another aspect of this, and that is abortion. Now, we are guilty of projection as well. We keep projecting the idea that we're going to get somebody in the Supreme Court and they're going to stop the abortion. That's a kind of projection from the right. It hasn't worked, has it? For over 40 years, it hasn't worked. 45 years. And I don't think it's going to work. I think we need to take more direct action. But let's understand where this is all going. And there's a great piece on WND talking about how there is a sex-abortion connection. Connect the dots. Let's connect the dots between the sexual allegation, between the pound me too. Hashtag me too, but I think pound me too is a better acronym that Dan came up with because that's what it used to be called. But anyway, they're going to pound everybody with this. As I point out, it is the Holy Grail. We play the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is sexual freedom. Total sexual anarchy. That's abortion. And the abortion on demand industry was created by the Supreme Court, folks. We didn't vote for it, just like we didn't vote for them to assume the power to redefine marriage and then define it in a way that had been defeated in election after election after election. You know, Alex Jones has a report on Tim Cook and Apple coming up later in the program. And, of course, Tim Cook put a lot of his personal money, as well as later on Apple's money, on referenda to push changing the definition of marriage. And even in California, they lost. They lost in California when they put it up to a vote. So what do? They use the Supreme Court to get their agenda through. This is why this is so important to them. It's why the Supreme Court is so important, because they can't win elections. They want to force their social agenda on us. And let's understand, this is ultimately a spiritual war. It's not a culture war. It is a spiritual war. And they want to force this agenda on us through the legal system, especially through the Supreme Court. And what is their agenda? Well, it all boils down to sex and to abortion. As they point out in this article from WND, Democrats opposed Kavanaugh long before there were any sexual abuse allegations, primarily because they were worried about Roe v. Wade. You know, it could happen. Who knows? I don't think they're going to just say, well, we're going to overturn that decision. It'll happen bit by bit, as you have states that have the backbone to stand up and say, we're going to stop this part of it. We're going to stop that part of it. Do it bit by bit. And you got to have a Supreme Court that is not going to get in the way. You got to have a Supreme Court that is going to recognize the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, that is going to appreciate the Constitution, instead of treating it like a relic from the 18th century, which is what John Paul Stevens said about the Second Amendment specifically, but he believes that about the entire Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights. And so if you think about this, and you go back in the history, this is the point of the WND article. It said, think about the abortion murder trial of Kermit Gosnell, which, by the way, the people who are trying to do a documentary of that, they keep having... keep getting things shut down at hotels and so forth. There is a massive, massive push at every level from the establishment to shut up any information about Kermit Gosnell. But after the abortion murder trial of Kermit Gosnell that concluded with his conviction and his sentencing to 3 life terms for multiple first degree murders of babies, the public was horrified by what Gosnell had done, which included killing multiple late-term babies by snipping their spinal cords and then keeping body parts around as souvenirs. And so when we had the Center for Medical Progress do their sting and find out that Planned Parenthood, one of the biggest opponents of Kavanaugh from the very beginning, was trading in body parts, caught them conspiring to do that, you had a lot of pushback on that. But even before that, after the Gosnell case, you had the situation here in Texas. As I pointed out, it was just 2 weeks later. That happened earlier in the year. That was May of 2013. And then 4 weeks later, in June, was when we had the situation here in the Texas legislature where we had abortion Barbie Wendy Davis make her stand. And that was something that she used to run, and thankfully, a failed candidacy against Governor Abbott. She used that notoriety that she got for standing up for abortion. And so it was just 4 weeks after everybody found out about Gosnell that the Texas legislature put in Senate Bill 5 that was drafted to prevent exactly the same kind of things happening here that Gosnell had done. They had exceptions for the life and the physical health of the mother, and they had very strong public support. So you had Wendy Davis, who was a state senator, got up and did an 11-hour filibuster, even wearing a urinary catheter so she could stay the course. And the establishment press loved it. And so did Obama. Obama tweeted out, "Something special is happening in Austin tonight." And the AP said thousands of people watched it live online. They loved this filibuster. They had nothing bad to say about it. It made her into a media star. That's why she ran for governor. And so she insisted, as part of that, that abortion is sacred. She said, "I will seek common ground. We all must, but sometimes you have to take a stand on sacred ground." And just to underscore it, as you had Christians pushing back against this, especially in the wake of what Gosnell had done, and they were speaking, they were singing Amazing Grace and so forth, that's when we had the pictures of the Democrats getting in their face and chanting, "Hail Satan. Hail Satan." It is a satanic agenda, folks. It really is. And if you go back and you look at history, you know, there's a lot of people who say, "Oh, Old Testament, look at this. You know, God telling the Israelites to completely annihilate the Philistines." Well, it was the Philistines. It was the Phoenicians. It went down into Carthage. They didn't kill all of them. What was their crime? Well, they used to have these sex rituals. They would have these massive religious orgies to the goddess Ashtaroth. And then later on, when they had their unplanned pregnancies, they would sacrifice their children to Baal and to Moloch, being promised that they would get prosperity out of that. That's the same sales pitch we get today from Planned Parenthood. Now, the Israelites didn't get rid of the Phoenicians, but God used Rome to do it. "Carthage must be destroyed," said Cato, and it was. And so will the U.S. if we go down this road.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Mark Marano. Of course, Mark is the producer of Climate Hustle. He's the publisher of Climate Depot. You can find Climate Depot at climatedepot.com. Also on Twitter at Climate Depot. He also has the politically incorrect guide to, I think it's global warming. Is that correct, Mark? Global
politically
warming?
Politically incorrect guide to climate change. Remember,
that's
they changed.
Right, that's right. Because now climate change is the political correct term, right?
Yes, because everything can be due to climate change, including record low tornadoes, which we're currently experiencing.
That's right. And I love the way that you collect these little nuggets everywhere. There's one of them on climatedepot.com right now. An unusual amount of ice made Arctic shipping much more difficult than usual this year. Tell us about that.
I mean, now we've been told that the ice is going to disappear. The Arctic will be ice-free. Al Gore predicted this. The deadlines were anywhere from 2008, 2012, 2016, and they all passed the deadlines. Meanwhile, I think it's 10 to 12 years, depending on how you measure, how you data set. The Arctic sea ice has generally not shrunk. This is the low point of summer sea ice. Meanwhile, Antarctica, a NASA study, showed that the land ice in Antarctica was gaining so much that it was actually contributing to sea level lowering. And there's a new NASA study that's going to be coming out with NASA researchers. So this idea that the Arctic is ice-free has led many people to go on these in global warming causes, and they go up there in ships. They get stuck. We call them the ship of fools. They actually believe all the environmental activists and Al Gore hype, and they think it's going to be this warm Hawaiian paradise, and inevitably they get stuck. And occasionally a Russian icebreaker
will make it through, or some kind of ship that rams through the ice and breaks it up, and they'll say, look, the Arctic is, ships are making it through, and then you find out that the ships are, you know, cutting through very thick ice. So the Arctic,
I remember this, the last couple of years we've had a couple of expeditions 2 years apart. One of them, because I was pointing out the Ship of Fools, they go up and they're going to measure the decline of Arctic ice, yeah, and they get stuck up there, and then the ships that go to rescue them got stuck, and then they did the whole thing again the next year. And so now this year we're seeing this a similar situation. This article was about the Canadian Coast Guard saying, we've never seen activity like this. We're having to come up and rescue so many people. We've never had a winter like this with this thick ice this early.
Yeah, in fact, you know, what's funny about it is we did a Ship of Fools with both Antarctica, the South Pole, and the North Pole, Arctic. The media will then never mention that these were climate-inspired research or activists. They'll say scientists studying the Arctic, or scientists studying, you know, they'll never mention that the climate link, they actually would go out of their way. It's the fake news media in all its glory with these stories. And by the way, polar bears are at or near historic population. In my book, I devote a whole section to this. They're doing so well, David, that Al Gore doesn't even mention polar bears in his book, his sequel to his book. They're just no mention. They've lost the iconic status. The Greens have abandoned the poor polar bear. The Inuit, what we used to call Eskimos, no longer politically correct to say Eskimos, in the Arctic, say the polar bears are doing just fine. And the polar bears that they find that have been underweight, they're speculating that they're underweight because there's too many and they're all competing for food. That's the problem right now. The ice has not affected the polar bears. It's been an amazing thing to watch, just to lose that icon of the polar bears for the climate activists.
I think it's time we lose another icon of the climate activists, and that would be Cuomo and the New York Democrats. So they're getting less and less of those as they're consuming each other over these other scandals that they got. But it was Cuomo in the last week, as people were saying, you know, we got all this massive exodus of people out of the state of New York. Maybe we're regulating and taxing people too much, you Democrats. And he goes, oh, no, they're going there because they want warmer weather. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I would think people would be going the other way if they believed all this stuff from Al Gore and from Cuomo. They would be headed from Florida because Florida's going to be underwater. They would be wanting to go to New York because, you know, it's going to be too hot for them in Florida.
Yeah, no, this is a target-rich thing. All right, first of all, New York is ranked 47th in economic, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Economic viability by the big tax institute. And the only states with a worse—
Just say freedom. Just say freedom.
The only two states that are ranked lower in terms of business attraction would be California and New Jersey. That's how poorly New York State's doing. And they've lost over a million people just since 2010. And Cuomo, instead of wanting to call them economic migrants or people trying to flee the high tax regulatory state, he's trying to call them climate refugees. But it's perverse. It's not the climate refugees the United Nations Al Gore warned about. Those are the refugees that it's too warm and they're fleeing areas that are getting too hot. Cuomo is saying that people, he actually said the quote, they're going to Florida because it's warmer and they want to get out of the cold. I mean, he actually said, specifically stated, New York is too cold. So he's warning of global cooling that people are leaving. Now, there's another reason, I think, why they've been accelerating. 2010, losing a million people. Interestingly enough, his debate with Cynthia Nixon, the Sex and the City Hollywood star who ran against him for the Democratic primary, they had a huge, big fight right before the debate about the temperature of the room. And I'm not making this up, David.
Oh, yeah. I reported on that. Yeah, it was a sexist thing to turn the thermostat down. But, of course, I guess it would have been a climate thing, too, because he's using too many resources to make it too cold, right? That should have shamed him right off of the stage for climate reasons.
Cuomo is your committed climate activist, but he wanted it cold in the room. Cynthia Nixon wanted it warmer because apparently all the studies that base office temperature are based on men's metabolic rate back in the 1950s and 60s. It's sexist. We haven't changed it. So Cynthia Nixon was freezing. Women in the audience had to wear a sweater because Cuomo likes to sweat. I'm Italian, too, so I will sympathize with him there. I like it cooler as well. But it's interesting because he's now saying that people are leaving. The obvious reason is your state ranks one of the lowest for freedom, for taxes, for regulation. But instead, you're going to blame cold weather, which you're claiming is disappearing because of global warming. None of it makes any sense from beginning to end. It's sexist. I think I would have voted for Cynthia Nixon just because I love having disruptors win in politics, whether it's Jesse Ventura. I'd probably vote for Alec Baldwin. I say bring it on. Let's get as many non-politicians elected because you're always going to have left, right, and battle of freedom and socialism. But I'd rather it be done with more Trump-like people. And that's I did like Cynthia Nixon and hoping she'd win, but unfortunately she didn't.
Well, yeah, it is the business climate that's in New York that's freezing people out, and that's why they're leaving in massive droves. I mean, I grew up in Florida, so I know about the phenomenon that we had of people who were snowbirds who would come there for the winter, but then they would go back. They weren't moving there permanently. They're getting out of New York because of the business climate. Let's talk a little bit about this other article here about mass extinction fears that they have here that they're trying to hype up now.
Yeah, this is something. Now, this is a couple different things. Now, years ago, when ClimateGate scandal broke with the United Nations, the UN climate chief, and they were losing all sorts of support for this, the UN climate chief actually said species extinction is an even bigger problem than global warming. And there actually is a new, what we're calling the UN climate agreement on steroids. They're trying to get beyond climate. They want to go to this whole biodiversity, species extinction, environmental. That way they're going to be able to control every aspect of human endeavor, whether it's agriculture, transportation, food production, energy, economic activity. And now the new face of that is going to be species. But what they've done, and I have a huge headline up and on my website, I actually quote the Greenpeace co-founder, Dr. Patrick Moore. I have European scientists in there. They're basically claiming that whether it's 10,000, 30,000, 50,000 species are going extinct every day. We're facing the sixth mass extinction. And I actually, in an old documentary, I confronted environmental activists. Name a single species that you're talking about in these numbers. And they say, we can't name them because they're theoretical species that may exist, but we haven't discovered yet. And they're bacteria. There are different this is what they're talking about. Now, obviously, when you have an elephant or a lion, solved a lot of those problems. We know how to save species, but what they're trying to do is hype this beyond any measurable thing. And one of the best lines was the Greenpeace co-founder said, yeah, we found the 50,000 species going extinct. They're in the electron of the hard drives of the people with these models making up these numbers. There's no...
Well, we don't know what happened to the unicorns. It was climate change that took them out. Okay, we're going to be right back with Mark Moreno. Stay with us, climatedepot.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage
And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's the solution that is being offered to us by the globalists. Get rid of your cars and walk like a man. I mean, you got Google's template smart city, their experiment that they're doing up in Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. They're going to take away your mobility in a lot of different ways. We've got Tesla, as Elon Musk had to step down from the board of directors. He's still CEO, but he had to step down from the board. So they said, well, we need to have him replaced by Al Gore because this is all about environmentalism and it's about subsidies. I want to get into that with Mark Moreno. We're talking to him of Climate Depot, climatedepot.com. But before we do, I want to finish up a little bit more on this article that you have at Climate Depot, Mark, about mass extinction fear-mongering. Going on, how it has absolutely no support from science. You know, I joke all the time about how they're so concerned about unicorn farts. And yet here it looks like it's the unicorns themselves that they're blaming their disappearance on climate change because they're saying that there's all these tens of thousands of species that are going to disappear. But as you pointed out in the last segment, they can't name one because these are imagined species that they imagine would be affected by this.
Yes, and this is, you know, it's again the theoretical species that may exist but haven't been identified that must be going extinct. Now, just a caveat here, in terms of environmental issues, species extinction is a legitimate issue, especially regional species, and we have all kinds of protections that you can do. You know, first of all, private breeding of species. You know, they have breeders that can breed, you know, animals that, you know, are now extinct in the wild. They can breed them and even release them into the wild. Number one. Number two, we know how to, you know, you can even you have all sorts of ways in which you can protect animals. Endangered species research has been very profound. However, what they've done is that's not good enough. They've gone off on the deep end now, claiming these numbers of 10, 30, 50,000 species that are going at six max extinction, and the science isn't there to support it. And I go through and I have a whole bunch of different flashbacks that show you some of the ideology. People like Harrison Ford, the actor, are big on this issue because if climate fails to catch with the public, and believe me, it's failed to catch with the public, as we have President Donald Trump withdrawing us. You have the Democrats even on MSNBC admitting whenever they talk about climate, it's a, quote, ratings killer, unquote. And this is the MSNBC viewers. So their fallback is they want to show up and show pictures of lions and elephants and get people to believe that that's what they're talking about when they're actually talking about things you can't even see and bacteria and strains and viruses even. And this is the issue. And by doing that, they are going to go to a hyper UN treaty on steroids, sort of a biodiversity treaty, which is then going to be even more encompassing, more ambitious than the UN Paris Climate Agreement. And they're going to merge climate and species. And that's ultimately what they've been trying to do for about 7 years, is raise species up to a level equal or higher than climate. Because it's a lot easier to get kids involved when you're talking about the fuzzy warm animals than you're talking or vague. You know, as I mentioned, they lost the polar bear with climate issue.
So they lost the polar bear, so they're going to have tens of thousands of vaguely defined species. And, of course, I ran into all this kind of stuff. You're talking about how it's a ratings killer. I remember when the American Meteorological Society, I think it is, maybe it's an association, but I think it's a society, when they were here in Austin and we covered that, and you had all these scientists, meteorologists, who were showing their models and their data. And of course, when they're doing it, you know, they're predicting the weather a couple of days in advance so they can put their model there. They can test the model with data and so forth. But these climate scientists don't do that, just like these guys who are predicting the vanishing of species. And so they're projecting all this stuff out, and they don't want you to see the data, and they don't have any real measurements to show whether or not this stuff is working. We see over a period of time, like you were just pointing out with Al Gore, he had made predictions a decade ago how all the polar ice caps are going to disappear, but of course they're thicker now and so forth. So whenever we see and measure their predictions over even like a decade or so, we see that they have failed, but they keep making these predictions, and they're several decades or a century out. That's really the issue there, and that's one of the reasons why they hated Scott Pruitt so much, was because he said, you're going to have to show me the data, or you're not going to have the regulations on all this stuff.
Yes, and they really hated Scott Pruitt, and you knew they hated the first EPA chief, Pruitt, because they went after him like pretty much no other cabinet member in the history of cabinet. Yeah. Actually, the only other one that comes to mind for this kind of stuff was Reagan's first EPA. Her name was Ann Gorsuch, who was the first of the Supreme Court justice. And she was forced to resign. But they go after him. And James Watt was another they went after. Yeah. And one of his scandals was he didn't think the Beach Boys were family friendly. And that was a huge thing. But anyway, they went after
anything they can use. Yeah.
But you're exactly right. They go after all these administration officials that you know who is effective. And I'll suggest to you right now, Rick Perry's over at Energy Department. Have you heard much about Rick Perry? I would submit he's more comfortable in a George Bush administration than a Donald Trump administration. When you don't hear any conspiracy, you start getting worried that the Trump administration official isn't living up to the potential. I'm not saying he's doing anything bad, but you want to be ambitious, especially the first 2 years. If you look back at history, Ronald Reagan, 8 years in office, his first 2 years were phenomenal. He had game-changing stuff happen. By the second 2 years, Democrats gained 84. It was stay the course. And by the second term, he had already drifted. You had people like George Shultz and others and Don Regan taking over. And it was basically by the end of his terms, he was arguing for gun control and he was with the Soviets and talking about his pal. And, you know, so this is what happens is, you know, I'm hoping that's not the model Trump follows because he seems like a totally different guy. But the first 2 years are critical, and we'll see what happens with the midterms. There could be a major adjustment coming, but cabinet officials have to be more aggressive. And unfortunately, they gave him the head of Scott Pruitt. So that sent a message to any other Trump administration official, be careful or we'll go after you. The same message you're sending to Trump, any other wealthy guy who wants to run, who's not beholden to politics. You dare run, your family, your sons, your daughters, your business associates, your business, your name will be smeared and destroyed. Same thing they're doing to Kavanaugh. And that's, you know, you mentioned that the reason I'm talking about, mentioned Pruitt. This is their new model, and it's an effective model. But thank God we have Donald Trump to stand up to this. He's, again, the greatest president of my lifetime. And I say that knowing full well that Ronald Reagan was president when I was there. We need Trump right now.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what scares me, too, about Scott Pruitt's successor. I don't even know who the guy is. I don't know his name because we haven't heard anything from him. He's been off the radar completely. And that scares me because that means that the deep state, the swamp, the bureaucracy that is there permanently, they're very comfortable with this guy, apparently. And that's very concerning because there are big issues that are going to affect our freedom and our economy that are all tied back to this environmentalism. As many people have said, it's like a watermelon. It's got a thin veneer of green on the outside, but inside it's completely red, as in communism, as in socialism.
Yeah, in fact, the Washington Post just 2 days ago had a big article about UN scientists can't find the words to describe the bad news to the people in their next big UN report that'll be coming out shortly. Well, and I did a tweet back to the Washington Post reporter, Chris Mooney, and I said, this is utter and complete nonsense. You guys are promoting unmitigated BS, and I spelled out the word, because the United Nations is put themselves in charge of saying that carbon dioxide is causing a climate catastrophe. And guess what? The UN is also in charge of coming up with the solution and getting the climate slush fund and all the money and all the power and the bureaucrats taking over. And in the words of the former UN chief, controlling, seeking a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different using the climate scare. And this is what we're facing now. And here's the problem. I'll criticize Donald Trump's administration. Even Scott Pruitt Scott Pruitt wasn't in charge of this part. It was probably because we had Rex Tillerson, who was up signing global warming treaty. Mm-hmm. He was a disaster when it comes to these issues. Mm-hmm. But essentially, Donald Trump did not pull out of the UN climate framework. And had he done that, the next president would have had to sign a new treaty, get it submitted. We're all in this whole mess because of a Republican named George Herbert Walker Bush. And that's the problem. We have the whole framework for the UN Paris Agreement. So in other words, Al Gore is right about one thing, David. Before the next, or I think it's 2 weeks after the next presidential election, we're not officially out of the United Nations Climate Paris Agreement. So in other words, if we do officially get out, it may only be a few months unless Donald Trump is reelected or unless there's a president who's going to stick to that. Trump could have done more when it comes to that issue. He could have pulled us out of the whole thing, made it much harder to get us back in. But, you know, what he's doing, I mean, I'm not really criticizing him, but
yeah,
I'm just...
I understand. Oh, yeah, that's a very important thing. And he had a lot of people in his administration who were saying, oh, you don't have to do anything about it. It's not a real treaty. Just let it go, you know. And he did something about it, but maybe it wasn't enough. And we're going to be talking to Alex Newman of The New American in the next segment. We're going to talk about, did Trump do enough with NAFTA, for example, or did he leave our sovereignty on the table for a few trinkets that are economic but short-term in their extent? Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Moreno, and you can find him again, climatedepot.com. Always great stuff at climatedepot.com. Thank you, Mark.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in this segment by Alex Newman of The New American. I want to talk about the new NAFTA 2.0. Of course, it's got a new name, but is it fundamentally different in terms of our sovereignty? Because that's one of the key issues. It wasn't just a bad deal. Yes, it was a very bad deal, and President Trump has done much to change the economics of NAFTA. But the worst deal about NAFTA was the sovereignty issue. And we have seen this tactic used over and over again. What they're doing here with the NAFTA agreement that was put in, it was really about our sovereignty, fundamentally. The economics are there as a carrot to draw us into this agreement. We've seen the same type of tactic used to create the European Union. And they were using this to create the North American Union. And we've had many studies of people in Washington. As a matter of fact, one of them was participated in by Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, where they were talking about with Zelik, one of the big bankers that she went to work for. They're talking about creating a North American Union where there would be a common border around the three countries, and it would be patrolled by Homeland Security and so forth. This is the tactic that they use. The European Union began with a European common market. Later, they added the euro, the currency, and so forth. And as they draw in these economic ties, then they use that to push centralized control and sovereignty. And so that's really the concern that we have. So that's what we're going to be talking to Alex Newman when he joins us. I think we are setting up the a connection with him at the moment. We're also going to talk at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have Alex Jones's report about what's going on with Apple and with China. You know, we had a report released yesterday, as well as a speech by Vice President Pence talking about the outside influence of the Chinese on our election and our country. Earlier in the week, we had a New American story talking about Chinese communist propaganda piece in an Iowa paper and how that would backfire ultimately. But Vice President Pence was talking yesterday about how they are really trying to divide our country and hack the election. The real threat to our elections is not coming from Russia, but from China. Pence said China wants a different American president, and he detailed the efforts yesterday in a speech to divide the U.S. in both this midterm election, which is going to be a referendum on President Trump, and I think also on the Me Too Kavanaugh hearings. But it's a going to be a referendum on us and on President Trump, and they're going to try to divide the United States in this next election and in 2020. One of the things that he said in his speech was that they have extended considerable influence throughout a lot of different industries. He said that the Chinese Communist Party is rewarding or coercing American businesses, movie studios, universities, think tanks, scholars, journalists, local, state, and federal officials. Worst of all, China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion in the 2018 elections and the environment leading up to the 2020 elections. A good example of this was the New American story I pointed out a few days ago. Chinese communist propaganda piece in Iowa paper could backfire on them. Understand that one of the things that the Chinese did was to target the agricultural base of President Trump with tariffs, hoping they could split them off from President Trump, use that as a political weapon against him to get what they wanted to get out of trade. Now, so far, that hasn't worked, but what they did was they took out a four-page supplement to a paper in the Des Moines Register, and the four-page supplement says it was paid for and prepared solely by the China Daily, which is the official publication of the People's Republic of China. It said that on there. I mean, that's the disclaimer. And the whole thing
was a propaganda piece aimed at President Trump's base. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Alex Newman, and we're going to be talking about what has happened with the NAFTA 2.0 and what may happen with China. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Alex Newman of The New American. He's one of the writers there. And I wanted to talk to Alex about the new NAFTA agreement. It's called the USMCA. United States, Mexico, Canada agreement. They've taken out free trade because this is managed trade. But the other thing that has been abandoned is the idea of bilateral trade. And it was very important for Justin Trudeau to maintain this trilateral, this multilateral supranational organization. And I believe that whatever else we have in the details, that is what we still have. And so I call it NAFTA 2.0 because the sovereignty issues here are far more long-lasting and far more important than the immediate sugar high that we get from some of these economic details. So joining us now is Alex Newman. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. I was interested to see the article at The New American because other than that article, and my immediate take on it was what I just said, that I think we'd been sold out on the sovereignty issue. And I saw a New American article. It wasn't by you. It was another writer at New American that had exactly the same take. They kept referring to the fact that so many press organizations like Wall Street Journal and others talked about the finesse involved here. Did we get finessed on this?
Unfortunately, David, it looks like we have been betrayed here. And I know a lot of Trump supporters are not going to want to hear this, myself included. But the fact is, this is even worse than NAFTA in many ways. Okay, it grants our dairy farmers a little bit better access to Canadian markets. But that is completely irrelevant to the big picture. Trump campaigned on an anti-globalist platform. We were going to dismantle these New World Order global governance institutions. And what this USMCA agreement does is it expands trilateral governance. It creates all sorts of North American bureaucracies and committees. It keeps in place these kangaroo courts that have the purported authority to overrule our states and even our federal government on key issues. And unfortunately, a lot of this is actually the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just same exact wording shoved into this agreement. This was negotiated by
the same structure. Same structure we saw the TPP, the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership. They all have these supranational courts that are unelected by us, unaccountable to us, and they all elevate not only the other countries above or at our own level, but they also elevate corporations. That's a big part of this as well. The public-private partnership between these giant corporations that have done things like take over the internet and censor us here at InfoWars. These same corporations are going to be treated as if they are countries. They're going to have the same kind of arbitration in these courts that are created by NAFTA or by TPP.
That's exactly right. The investor dispute mechanism or settlement mechanism is what they call it. This is an absolute disgrace, and it sells out our sovereignty even worse than NAFTA did, if people can imagine. So we need to oppose this with every fiber of our being. The chief negotiator in this case was Robert Lighthizer, who's a member of the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. A lot of the same Obama holdovers helped negotiate this, and a lot of the very same provisions that Trump has been criticizing. You know, he went around the world saying we're done with these multilateral trade deals, and here we have the beginnings, the foundations of a North American government, very much along the lines of the European Union, which is exactly the outline that Henry Kissinger gave in his book, World Order. How are we going to get a new world order? Well, we got to build all these regional orders first to smash national sovereignty, and then we'll merge them all together. That's exactly what this is, and somebody needs to get this information to Trump, and we got to make sure that Congress kills this before we surrender even more sovereignty.
And, of course, it was also put there by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He talked about the trilateral nature of this and his technocratic elite and how they were going to create a world government. But the mechanism for it was to create regional centers. There was going to be a North American center. There was going to be a European center. There was going to be an Asian center. And then they would unify those. And that was what the TPP and the TTIP, the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Agreements, were about. They were to unify these three different spheres as they began to pull them together economically. When you look at this agreement, some of the details that are in it, and I think it's interesting, Alex, because it went up to the 11th hour. It was not a good deal for the Canadians either, because Trudeau threw them under the bus in a number of ways economically so that he could preserve this globalist structure. I mean, he threw them under the bus when it comes to big pharmaceutical patents and so forth, extending things, which raises the cost of drugs for Canadians. He did the same thing with copyright extension because, again, we're talking about multinational corporations that own everything. And this also has implications for our free speech because they use copyright to come after us there. And he threw the Canadian dairy people under the bus for the American dairy people. So all these different things, it was important to Trudeau, because he's such a globalist, to make sure that this bigger overarching issue of sovereignty was there. And I think we're selling out for some trinkets that are going to be temporary in nature.
Absolutely, we are. And, you know, these little market access provisions that we got under this new agreement, we would have gotten under TPP, too. It's basically just one small little consolation prize. And, you know, it's a bad deal for the Mexicans, too. I grew up in Mexico. I'm a permanent resident of Mexico, and I have been all my life. And they threw the Mexicans under the bus. This is a terrible deal for Mexicans, for Americans and Canadians, none of whom, if you ask your everyday person on the street, want to surrender their sovereignty and their national ability to govern themselves at the national level to these unaccountable, unelected North American bureaucracies. I mean, it's a disgrace. It's a betrayal. And I can't imagine that Trump knows about this, because this flies in the face of everything he campaigned on, everything he said just the other day at the United Nations General Assembly. He said, we're done with globalism. We Americans are going to govern in America, and yet here under this agreement, we're going to have international bureaucrats, kangaroo courts making decisions that affect all of our lives.
That's right. He's always focused on bilateral agreements. And again, we can have free trade if we do it bilaterally, but once we create a supranational organization, which is what all of these multilateral agreements, and this is a trilateral agreement, what they all do is they create some other structure. It makes it more difficult to get good deals for everybody. And when you hear the champagne corks popping at the Wall Street Journal and all of the establishment, especially financial press, when you see Bloomberg and others saying, this is it, Trump has delivered on a promise, and you hear Chuck Schumer praising him, because, of course, Chuck Schumer is right there with all the Wall Street bankers praising President Trump for the first time about something that he's accomplished. You know that there's something wrong here.
That's right. And, you know, even the big headline that they put up at Drudge was that Politico story. They said, yay, Trump is delivering on a campaign promise.
That's right.
You know, if this was something that was good for America first, if this was really a disruption to globalism, they would have said, oh, my goodness, that evil, crazy Trump. Here he goes again, breaking up the wonderful rules-based global order. So, you know, we can still stop this. We are going to do everything we can to stop this, and we can still do it. The guy who was the architect of all this, Robert Pastor, he wrote in his book before he died that the John Birch Society and the Eagle Forum were able to completely derail the efforts to integrate North America, is what they call it. We will do it again. It's sad that we have to do it against a president who many of us have supported, you know, on a lot of the good things he's done. But hey, our sovereignty is too important to sell out for any reason, and this is a devastating deal.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we can do to push back against this, because it's not completed yet. I mean, they've reached an agreement between the The trade negotiators, the traders, I guess we could. The right. question is whether or not we spell that with a D or a T, right? But they've reached an agreement. How do we stop this?
I think the best thing people can do now is get active in your local community. Inform the people, the opinion molders. Target the opinion molders in your community. Radio hosts, local newspaper people, businessmen. Target them. Give them solid, accurate information. Get in touch with your member of Congress. Tell them this is a terrible deal. This is globalist. We don't accept it. It's unconstitutional. And put all the pressure you can on your representatives and on your senators to make sure they kill this deal. We can still stop it. And I think we need to get this information to Trump. I can't imagine he knows all of this horror that's in here. And I think if he did know, he would be pretty upset and some people would be fired. So we need to do everything we can to stop this. And those are some ideas. Go to thenewamerican.com and read these articles, print them out, give them to the people that need to see them.
And when is this coming up for a vote?
They're not sure, but they're trying to accelerate the process. They need to get this done before the Mexican president is out. So it's coming soon. Get busy, guys.
They're going to fast track this for sure. That's what we always hear. You know, they want to run this stuff through because they don't want the information to get out. So that's the key thing, folks. Go to the New American, go to the John Birch Society, educate yourself, and then educate other people, and call your congressmen and representatives, because that can make a difference. Believe me, it really does. They don't typically hear from people on issues. It can make a big difference. Thank you for joining us, Alex Newman.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We've got another segment with Alex Newman of The New American. And in this segment, I wanted to talk to Alex. We talked last segment about NAFTA. Did anything really change or did things get worse? And I, both of us believe that this is a much more dangerous agreement, especially because people think that it is a cancellation of NAFTA when it is an extension and a strengthening of NAFTA. So you need to be aware of what's going on there. But there was also a story a few days ago about Chinese communist propaganda being put in the Des Moines Register. And, of course, the Chinese are using propaganda tactics and also trying to use a divide-and-conquer tactic against President Trump's agricultural base in both their tariffs and in this type of propaganda. But it's not just limited to an obvious propaganda piece in a newspaper. A lot of their propaganda is far less obvious. It is directed at us in a number of ways, in their control of corporations, in their control of movies, and there are other issues that are there. As Vice President Pence talked about yesterday, he said China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion for the 2018 elections and the environment that's going to lead up to the 2020 presidential elections. They want somebody different than President Trump, obviously, because President Trump has stood up to them on these trade issues. And President Trump understands his strength in this. When he's got a $800 billion war chest, that's our deficit with China. And he's got all the chips and he's willing to use them to try to equalize this draining of American industry into China that was set up by the globalists. And so, as Trump said, the Chinese Communist Party is rewarding or coercing American businesses, movies, studios, universities, think tanks, scholars, journalists, local, state, and federal officials. What do you think about this, Alex?
Thank you so much, David. And I'm, for one, delighted to see the Trump administration and Mike Pence's recent speech standing up to the communist Chinese. You know, we've talked before on your show here. The globalists and the communist Chinese need to be understood as operating on the same page, right? From the very beginning, the globalists have been helping the Chinese communists. You know, originally they painted them in the New York Times as agrarian reformers. They just want to solve inequality. Of course, David Rockefeller went over there in the 1970s, came back and wrote in the New York Times that the social experiment under Chairman Mao was the most important and successful in human history. To this day, they've been building up the communist Chinese government through the rigged trade policies that Trump has quite rightly spoken out about. And, you know, several years ago, I did a cover story in the New American Magazine called China Staking Claim in the New World Order. People said, oh, that's ridiculous. I went through how the Chinese were taking over crucial UN agencies. Now they've taken over Interpol, the global law enforcement agency. They are being built up to play a starring role in the New World Order as America declines. And now the globalists are saying, look, now it's all Trump's fault that China is rising and America is declining. That is nonsense. And China does represent a major threat to us. They don't want Trump in office. They are using propaganda against the American people. They are trying to alter the course of our elections. And I think the Trump administration is doing exactly the right thing by standing up to them. We need to support them and make clear to Congress also that we view communist China as a very dangerous threat and we need to take it seriously.
And of course, they take it seriously, and they have created an economic powerhouse in China. We, as you point out, David Rockefeller, then you had Henry Kissinger going there with the opening to China and so forth. And
transferring our industry to them, making them very powerful economically. And of course, it is fascism writ large. Fascism is the combination of business as well as political interests. We see that happening to a large degree here with the crony capitalism in America with the large corporations. But over there, it's one and the same thing. I mean, the people controlling and owning everything are the government. And so we have this kind of economic fascism in China. They love that. And they have become the beta test for all these different types of controls. It's not only pushing our industry over there, but also the beta test for the kind of surveillance state that they want to impose on us here with the cooperation of the big corporations here like Google and Apple, who are very compliant with whatever China wants to do so they can do business with China.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if you want to know what the New World Order looks like, look what communist China looks like. Ruthless persecution of Christians, forced abortions for people who violate the one-child policy, chopping out your organs if you're a political dissident, giving them to members of the Chinese Communist Party or wealthy Arab sheiks. You know, this is absolutely a grotesque regime. They have murdered more people than any other in human history. And they are preparing, if necessary, if the powers that be, if the globalists decide that America cannot be brought into the New World Order by any other way, they are preparing to use communist China to completely smash the American people. As you mentioned, they've already transferred our technology to them. Bill Clinton played a very big role in selling out our most sensitive nuclear and military technology to them in exchange for illegal campaign contributions. This is a major threat to the American people. Now, I'm not advocating that we go to war with them, but we do need to fix these problems. You know, the Paris Agreement that Obama negotiated was basically a tool to funnel the rest of our jobs, the rest of our productive capacity over to communist China.
That's right. That's right. It was not even the people who believed in climate change and global warming looked at this and said, this isn't stopping anything because this is a global issue. And you're taking two of the biggest polluters, India and China. You're giving them a free pass for decades to ramp up a lot more power plants and dirty power plants, not mm-hmm. even having clean power plants. And so this is not a global solution to a global problem. This was an economic transfer of power to China. And when we look at what's happening here in America, you talked about the fact we don't want to see America go to war with them. And yet they are the ones who are aggressively expanding militarily, building the artificial islands in the South China Sea close to the Philippines. And as the U.S. is trying to maintain the fact that this is still international waters, they are increasingly getting threatening threats from the Chinese as they move into that area.
That's right. You know, I was actually just by coincidence, I was outside the Chinese embassy in Warsaw, Poland a couple of weeks ago, and they had pictures of all these Chinese cities. And one of the cities they had on the pictures was Taipei, which is, of course, the capital of Taiwan, where the free Chinese
live. Oh, yeah, they
want to
get into Taiwan, yeah.
So they're now just blatantly acting like Taiwan is part of communist China. Of course, it's not. The free Chinese continue to have elections. They continue to be sovereign. But the communist Chinese intend to not only take over the free Chinese, they intend to play a starring role in the New World Order. The globalists here at home in the United States are totally on board with this. You know, all you need to do is look at what the United Nations is doing. This new, the new Silk Road, they call it the Belt and Road Initiative, the OBOR, mm-hmm. they also call it One Belt, One Road. This is all a strategy and the United Nations is totally behind this. This is all a strategy
to
move the center of power toward the totalitarian powers as America is declined. Through an engineered decline, through a siphoning of our jobs, siphoning of our wealth, redistribution of our wealth, surrender of our sovereignty, they hope that totalitarian powers like communist China will take over the architecture of global governance and we can move toward straight up global totalitarianism. We must resist. And, Pence's speech, I think, was an excellent, excellent way to start raising awareness about this.
That's right, because you're not going to see this in the mainstream media. You'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. You're with the newamerican.com. That's where you can find Alex Newman. You guys write about this, and so do we, but it is very, very rare to see anybody else talking about this. But it is the pet project of the globalists. China is one of the most repressive regimes we've ever seen, and they are being expanded very rapidly. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a special report by Alex Jones.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. Leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones titled Meet Tim Cook, the Most Dangerous Man in the World. He's going to break down for us how this is really shaping up to be the globalists and the tech giants versus the rest of us. And as I was just talking to Alex Newman, we were pointing out how they've been made into an economic powerhouse by Rockefeller, by Henry Kissinger, and others, all the globalists. They've are given a pass all the time. You don't ever see them criticized in the mainstream media for anything, even though they're engaged in military expansion, building a vast and state-of-the-art military, also involved in territorial expansion in the South China Sea and Taiwan, saying that both of those belong to them now, and they're going to make a move doing that, but also involved in true fascism. The Communist Party essentially owns everything that's there, and you have to give over ownership of your copyrights and other things to them in order to do business there. That's one of the things that's behind Apple's doing business there, as well as Google doing business there. And then you see that Apple and Google are co-conspirators in taking away the liberty of the people there working with the Chinese government to establish a surveillance state. And it's the same giant corporations that are being used to establish a kind of fascism here. Not as closely connected yet, or as overtly connected yet as they are here, as they are in China, but that's coming. Don't worry about that. So Alex Jones will be talking about that. Before we go to that report, I just want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. We have 15% off the ProPure King water filter, the large one, the Gravity Feed water filter. Just use the code REALNEWS. And you can save 15% off the ProPure King water filter. We also have BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, that is 40% off. Again, you don't have to take an injection. You can get the same effect with this great-tasting, easy-to-swallow liquid supplement of vitamin B12. And we have our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Check out specials and other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a way that you can support your health, your family's health, and free speech and a free press all at the same time. As Alex said, it is a 360 win. All right, let's go to the special report of Alex Jones again. This is entitled Meet Tim Cook, the Most Dangerous Man in the World.
I'm here to do two different things. Number one, I have a message to Tim Cook, the head of Apple, the largest corporation in the world. And number two, I have a warning to the world. Under careful consideration in the last few years, I privately came to the understanding and analysis that Tim Cook is the most dangerous living person on this planet. Tim Cook is a clear and present danger to free societies and free peoples everywhere. I'm first going to give the world a very serious warning about Tim Cook and about Apple, and then I've got some words for Mr. Cook. Now, how did I come to the understanding that Tim Cook is such a classical tyrant? I came to that understanding from his own speeches and his own statements that I'm about to show you here in a moment, both the articles and the video, and where you can find it in context. So it was that realization that Tim Cook and his cohorts are really seriously bad actors, using leftist camouflage to carry out their operations, that made me make the decision to really declare war on the authoritarianism of Apple and Google starting about 3 months ago. And within 1 month of that happening, those groups worked in concert to basically cauterize InfoWars that they see as a disease from the rest of the internet. But in truth, we were simply trying to raise the alarm. So they're using InfoWars as the straw man, or as the first domino, the scapegoat, the test case to do this. But this affects every man, woman, and child on this planet, not just people in China or the United States. Now, let's first start looking at an interview he gave last weekend to Vice News. And then remember, I'm unable to go on YouTube or these other platforms and even counter what's being said about me. So that's the next level of censorship, where you are silenced so they can then lie about you and get away with it.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us, and what we've always provided them, is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these apps, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on like Apple News, where a human is selecting the top stories. And that's what we do. We don't take a political stand. We're not leaning one way or the other. You can tell that from the stuff on the App Store and in podcasts, etc. You'll see everything from very conservative to very liberal. And that's the way I think it should be.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's it, Alex Jones has to go?
I don't want to get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people could agree that if you're going to curate, that should be all.
Now, in a moment, I'm going to get to Cook publicly making statements, giving speeches, calling for governments to implement more censorship and helping China carry out draconian controls against their oppressed people. But let's look at the million-dollar word he used, curate. If you look at the definition, it means that an expert of knowledge decides what you will see, what you will eat, what you will smell, what you will do. A controlled virtual reality, a museum. So he's saying he's a curator. He's not censoring when he cuts somebody off from the marketplace. No, no, no. He's taking a bad apple out of the bunch to save the rest of the apples. That's what Hitler said. In fact, Hitler famously saw himself as an architect of society and as a curator and wanted to build a new Berlin, the capital of the world, that was a giant museum worshiping Nazism. And he saw himself and Albert Speer as the top curators. But we're not really talking about curation here, are we? We're talking about another C word, and that word is cauterize. When you believe that there's a disease in the body politic of globalism and Tim Cook's authoritarianism, where he's officially moved to China, we'll get to that in a moment. If you see someone as a disease, you cauterize it with a big, hot, burning metal object into the wound to kill the infection. And so that's really what he did, was cauterize, working in conjunction as a cartel, InfoWars, and our ability to the open marketplace of ideas so that they could then defame us.
You have a lot of power. So what happens if you change your mind? Or the person who comes after you doesn't agree with you?
Well, first of all, we don't really think of ourselves as a trillion-dollar company, just to be clear. In terms of power, I've never felt like I had any power. That's not how I look and think about the world.
Did you coordinate with other tech companies to kick off Alex Jones?
No. I've never even had a conversation about this with any tech company.
Why not?
But why?
We make our
decisions independently, and I think that's important.
It's central to understanding the corporate culture of Apple and its true authoritarianism to first know everything you see or hear out of them is a deception. He arrives there at the big Grand Central Station and toddles over with the billionaire strut, and she says, oh, you realize how much power you have? He says, oh, no, I'm just a little engineer, no big deal. When from the beginning days of Apple, when he was brought on board by Steve Jobs, it was all about market domination, all about controlling the internet, all about controlling society and culture, all about everything happening on that Apple platform, and Apple taking over the internet.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was, and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And Apple taking over the internet. So that's deception number one. Then Mr. Cook goes on to say that he didn't work with any other big tech companies to coordinate the deplatforming. And he's playing semantical games. He obviously didn't work with companies themselves, but with the personal relationships he has and the famous Sunday night meetings he has over the telephone with other tech heads. And it was Zuckerberg and others that said they took Cook's lead, they talked to Cook and others, and then they decided just hours after he banned me in the middle of the night on Sunday night to then follow suit at around 3 a.m.
I see privacy as one of the most important issues of the 21st century. I think there is a need to work with Congress and the staff to make sure that we do our jobs of helping them kind of come up to speed on what's possible. The way we go into product design, we challenge ourselves to collect as little as possible. And when we collect, we challenge ourselves to make it not identifiable. We're not forming the detail profile and then allowing other companies to buy the opportunity to target you. That's not the business that we're in. Encryption for us is the same in every country in the world. Certain countries, and China's one of them, has a requirement that data from local citizens has to be kept in China. We worked with a Chinese company to provide iCloud, but the keys, which is the key, so to speak, pardon the pun, are ours. The key question is, how does the encryption process work, and who owns the keys, if anyone? In most cases for us, you and the receiver own the keys.
Of course, some of the other big tech heads and the left and the Democrats who'd called for all of this, they celebrated it as a coordinated purge of Alex Jones. And since then, millions of others have been purged via the Internet ID that Apple and Google and others have pioneered in China. Now, let's actually get to what Mr. Cook stands for and why I say he's the most dangerous man alive to freedom in the world. Even the authoritarian Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, had to laugh at the Orwellian statement last year by Apple's CEO, where he backs China's vision of an open internet as censorship reaches new heights. And then he goes on in a speech, Cook says, censorship is freedom. War is freedom. Slavery is freedom. Censorship is freedom, directly out of 1984. Here's another headline. Apple's CEO Tim Cook praises China's censorship, and he went on to say that he will comply with whatever China wants, the Communist Party, and that he'd do it too here in America. Because after all, they're only curating. They're not censoring when they send people to gulags or take their organs so people like Steve Jobs can get another liver and try to hold on to life. No. They're just curating. Apple CEO Tim Cook brushes off senators, taunts activists on Chinese censorship. That was last year. He goes and taunts people that talk about freedom. So what if they have the worst contracted factories, hands down, in China with suicide nets and forced abortion and 17-hour work days and no insurance and slavery? It's okay because he wears little tight shirts and jeans and he's gay, see? And that's why he's so dangerous. He's all, I don't have any power. I'm non-threatening. Oh, I'm liberal. And then meanwhile, he has led big tech to capitulate to communist Chinese censorship and total control. And now, as top engineers have quit Apple and Google and have come back to the U.S. and warned us, they are planning to implement this here in the U.S. And as you've all seen, it's already begun with yours truly. You've heard some of what Tim Cook says, calling for censorship worldwide and cheering it on. But what has he actually done in China? Well, they banned hundreds and hundreds of apps that the Communist Party wanted banned. And they got rid of virtual private networks of thousands and thousands of companies and individuals because you can't have the Chinese people communicating where the government can't spy on them. He doesn't say a word about political dissidents being arrested and their organs harvested, Christians, Buddhists, you name it. He doesn't say a thing. In fact, he enthusiastically has moved Apple to China so they have tax exemption and bragged to Reuters that, well, when you move to China, the government runs your company. So they're now state-run by China, openly, and have given all the Apple code keys, your Apple ID, your Apple cloud information to them. And boy, does that fit into the communist Chinese model. Because for a decade we've been exposing it. It's been in mainstream news for 5 years. And big news broke yesterday on it, that China put spy chips in all the chips they put in Apple phones and devices to spy on government, industry, and you, and send the information back to communist China. That's why Tim Cook's the most dangerous man alive in the world, because he is the Trojan horse for Europe, the United States, the rest of the world, to fall to Chinese communist spying and censorship. And now my message to Tim Cook. You're a person that is a very, very selfish individual who only thinks about themselves. You are an incredible fraud. You're a hypocrite. You run your mouth constantly about liberal and American values when you do the exact opposite. You will go down in history as a truly, truly wicked, bad person who is on the wrong side of humanity. And I just hope that the population of the world wakes up to just how dangerous you are and just how dangerous Apple is. Because out of a collection of corrupt, arrogant, disconnected tech companies, you are the worst. You are a
cheerleader, a booster for surveillance and corruption and the most horrible factories and the worst working conditions. But of course, it's all candy-coated in that sick leftist packaging when you clearly are bare minimum a serious sociopath and probably a psychopath. So I want you to know I see you. You've bet against humanity. I'm betting on humanity, and I'm betting against you. And I pray that God humble you. I pray that viewers and listeners of this broadcast pray that God humble you. And I pray that there's some good left in you and that you would actually start really standing up for humanity and what's good and decent instead of disguising yourself like a sheep when you're really the worst wolf out there. As you signal, as the leader of big tech and the technocracy, for everyone to line up behind you and capitulate. Well, I'm not going to surrender to your tyranny. How dare you support China rounding up its dissidents? How dare you build new search engines and apps that Apple's getting ready to launch in the next few months that have now been reported on to help control and surveil the population? How dare you not stand up and speak out against what's happening there? Instead, you embrace it and say it's the model for the world. Because they're curators. They're slave masters. They're masterminds like you, aren't they? I believe humanity has hit rock bottom. I believe we're starting on our way back up. But regardless of what you do, Mr. Cook, it's time for free humanity to stop being decadent, to stop living in a fantasy land, and to realize that we have some really dangerous 21st century tyrants to deal with. We all know what Stalin and Hitler looked like. We all know about Mao. We all know about dictators in uniforms. But what about tech with their trendy outfits and their skinny jeans and their effeminate voices? I know some of the tech heads. I know some of the people that have worked right under them. And I will assure you that is nothing but a camouflage. Miscolored socks and all the Hollywood movies about how big tech heads are these peaceniks that love humanity. It's propaganda. They have stolen the future. They are stealing society. They are swallowing up our world. They are building our future. They have kidnapped and hijacked our destiny. And I'm asking free humanity to begin to take hold of your destiny again by realizing that your destiny exists, but that others are directing it. And it's that single step that begins the journey of 1,000 miles, to take a Chinese proverb. I care about the Chinese people. It's the Chinese communists that are the enemy. I care about Apple employees who've been inducted into this corporate cult of censorship and control. I care about everyone, including my children. And that's why I'm standing against this evil, and that's why they've attempted to silence me. Not because I'm a liar, not because I'm fake news, but because I'm telling the truth and people are listening. It's up to all of you watching this to get this video out to everyone you know and to share this page from NewsWars.com. We're censored because we're carrying the light in the dark of the night. We're being censored because big tech with China and the EU are making their move against what's left of the free world. If we end up beating this in the future, and the history's written, this will be seen as the seminal time where humanity made their decision to stand for freedom. If we don't make the right decision, they have a very, very hellish plan.
And again,
for us
you can see that entire report at NewsWars.com. Meet Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in America. And that's our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.